Columbia Broadcasting System presents The Free Company.
What avail the plow or sail, or land or life, if freedom fails?
This is James Boyd speaking for the Free Company. Last Sunday, it was announced in error that today Paul Muni would be heard in a drama by Maxwell Anderson. Mr. Muni will be heard in Maxwell Anderson's The Miracle of the Danube on April 27th. This afternoon, we're going to hear A Start in Life, an original radio play by Paul Green, author of In Abraham's Bosom, a Pulitzer Prize play, as well as Johnny Johnson, and the current Broadway success, Native Son. Canada Lee, star of Native Son, plays our lead today. The Free Company is a group of writers, actors, and radio workers who have come together voluntarily to give expression to their faith in American democracy. Some of their plays have been about freedom in general. Some about one or another of the 8 basic freedoms assured to all citizens in the Bill of Rights. Mr. Green showed us a scene where no legal right of a certain old colored man is violated, but where an attitude toward him and toward his race works against him and against his loyal, hopeful son, just as much as though his rights had been destroyed under the law. The Free Company presents A Start in Life. Play today is in and around a great American university in the southern part of the United States. The college sits aloft on a hill, its observatory, library, science buildings, museum, dormitories, and church spires shining in the first rays of the morning sun. This, like 100 others, is our temple of learning, the interpreter and guardian of democratic truth. A mile away, in a little field below the hill, is a Negro cabin. A cabin like thousands of other Negro cabins and dwelling shacks throughout the land.
Called him yet, Pappy?
No, the day near about broke already. And ain't it cold out there? Whew, that ground's froze like a bull's horn.
Feed the mules?
I has. Hey, Bobo, get out in that bed.
Wash that fat back fine, honey. I'll go get him up. Better get up in there, boy. You was going with your Pappy. Oh, get up, get up. Breakfast is all done fixed and got you some hot coffee, too.
Let me alone.
What about all your proud bragging about how soon you was going to be up this morning? Get out of that bed, boy.
Is it time to get up, Mammy?
Sure is. And if you's going to haul wood for that fest up at the big college, you better rise and shine. Come on now. Come on, bring your shoes into the kitchen.
Here, let him fix everything on the table for you, honey.
Now,
You sure look pretty this morning.
Oh, Pappy, ain't you ashamed?
I reckon I can give you a big hug, too, on a morning like this. Yeah, what's the matter, gal?
Just thinking about that wagon wheel.
That right back wheel?
It's all dished out and crooked, and it rattles so.
That old wheel gonna hold up. Ain't it held up so far?
If you could just get you a good new wheel.
Honey, I'm gonna. When the professor pay me for hauling the wood, that's what I'm gonna do.
Look out how you drive them, honey. Don't load them up too heavy.
You know me, gal. I'm careful.
This is the best job we ever has had. Don't lose it.
Hush up, here come both Bobo. No use to fret him. Come on, Sonny.
Ooh, back and coffee.
Wash that face first.
These here taters and backbone coming mighty good for your dinner.
Yeah, and don't forget them collards. Collards give a man muscle power to handle them big pieces of wood. Sit down, boy. Lord, make us thankful for what we're about to receive and be with us in time to come. Amen.
Now, Bobo, this is your big start in life. Today he begins. You start hauling for the fight folks with your daddy.
And I'm going to save my money. Ain't I, Poppy?
Sure. We're all going to save our money. Ain't I got a new wagon wheel to pay for? And there's that Mary mule. Ain't paid out on her yet.
Well, I'm going to help you pay for him, Pappy.
Sure, we're all going to help, honey. And you and me, we'll be out every morning hauling away wood for the professors, carrying off their trash. And with our two mules and maybe someday a brand new spanking wagon. Yes, sir. We're making a new start now. Come on, let's hurry and finish here and hitch up them mules. You can't whistle, boy.
I was learning mighty fast.
I mean, it's too cold for you to whistle. Getting light enough to see the frost everywhere. Boy, there is a frost. How's your feet?
Oh, they all right. Look at that big star over there.
Yeah, that's in the east, the morning star. That old red sun soon be coming up there.
Look how big is that star that sets across the river at sundown.
That's the same star. The morning star and the evening star is the same star, the good books say.
How come that? One of them's on the right hand and one of them's over there on the left hand. How come they be on the same two sides of you?
Well, that's because it goes around under the earth and rises again. God's power.
God make all that happen?
He sure do. He's smart and all-powerful. Knows everything. Does everything.
White folks powerful, too. They knows heaps.
Yeah, but they ain't God.
But they's next to God, ain't they?
Well, now, maybe you might say that. Mostly they act like it.
I bet old professor's near about next to God.
Huh?
You know, Professor Johnson, the man we're gonna haul the wood for. Mammy said he's about the biggest man at the university.
He's a smart man, all right, and he's gonna pay us good for this hauling.
Gosh, I feel like a grown-up man today.
You do, huh? Yeah, I'll break you off a chew of tobacco.
Oh, thanks, Pappy. Yeah, it's kind of funny, old. You know who the smartest man in the world is, Pappy?
God, I done told you.
Maybe.
Sure.
But you next to him.
Oh, well, dog my cat.
And you is, too. You got the biggest man in them all.
Yeah, I'll give you one more chew of the back and you'll bag me clean out in my britches. And all here at the first commencement. See, can you drive? You're starting up that long hill into town now. I don't reckon these mules will run away with you. They show mighty smart spirited, though.
Here, let me take that whip. Get on there, mule. Get up there. Got a big day's work. Getting light now so we can see everything.
Yeah. And look up there at the white folks' town. See the church spires. Old sun touching them off with his fire.
Ain't that a
high one? I mean, that one's sticking way up.
That's them shouting white folks Methodists. They built that. Pointing their finger way up. Way up in the face of God. Morning, Sister Lucy.
Morning, Brother Jody.
Morning, ma'am.
How is you, Lucy?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're all up early.
Sure, anybody cooks for the white folks got to be up early. Don't you see you got there, Brother Jody? No pot of corn wouldn't help none.
Yeah, I guess not. Wish I had more. See you later.
Yes, sir. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Bye, Miss Lucy. Gee, Miss Lucy looks mighty cold all bundled up.
Sure, she's cold. That's why she walks so fast.
White folks sleep late, don't they?
Sure, but the good books say be up and doing. That's how to get ahead. We's up and doing, ain't we?
We sure is.
He that rises with the sun, the man that gets the worst, most work done. But the white folks twist and turn in their beds, heavy with their deep thinking.
Gee, everything sure looks funny. All them buildings all shut up and so early in the morning. Look, that bank building over there. I bet they just got a bushel of dollars in there.
So they have. Yellow dollars and white dollars and great big piles of greenbacks. That's where you and me gonna put our money. Yes, sir, when we get to saved up.
How much you reckon we're going to make, Pappy?
We'll make something every day. And you get your 10 cents. Every day you get it.
And then, look at that hardware window. Them fishing hooks and poles. I get me one of them, ain't I?
Sure.
And then I go up to the creek and catch Mammy a mess of yellow bellies anytime I want. Can I?
You sure can do that, too.
And then someday, who knows? You know, someday maybe I get me a bicycle.
Lord help my life. Done spent that money long before he earned it. Want all cream and no milk.
Just an old bicycle. Secondhand, maybe. And then I could come uptown and get things when you and Mammy wanted them.
You were peddling your guts out trying to get up that long hill. You wait till you make some money before you spend it. Now, remember, boy, him that buys what he don't need is going to need what he can't buy. That's an old saying my daddy taught me. You know, them old sayings come in handy. That's how come I got along the way I have, with a team and a wagon of my own. Now, remember that.
Yes, sir.
Well, here we is.
Oh!
Well, now let's begin.
Look at all that wood.
Ain't it true? Mergings of it. Professor had them CC boys down here cleaning up and piling away. Gonna have him a big hillside garden down here. And see right over there? Between them sweet gums? Well, that's where the swimming pool's gonna be for the children. Splashing and ducking about in the hot dog days.
That sure be nice. And look at that house up there shining. It looks just like a mansion.
That is a mansion. Got 10 rooms in it.
Sure is a rich man.
Yeah, Professor Johnson, he make the money. Well, now, let's get busy so we can make some, too. Here goes.
See, Pappy? See up there?
Huh?
Them bicycles on the porch. Those brand new.
Yeah, they children. Now, turn your eyes on this here wood and let's load. That's it. Now, right over here. That's right. Give me that other one.
That old blind Mary Mule sure love them dead leaves.
She ain't never had enough of nothing. I give her 3 big ears of corn and a whole 2 hands of fodder this morning. Can't fill her up. Fire! Dang old hide. That's a tire. Reckon that'll keep her.
Boy, that's some house. How did that professor make so much money? Well, how do we?
He teaches in the college. But that's the least of it. He writes books. Big books to tell.
Well, what does he write about?
He writes about us Negroes. Now, go on with him.
What do you write about Negroes for? Ain't nothing to tell about them, is it?
Don't know. Say he makes plenty of money selling them books.
Do the colored folks buy them?
Now, how can us poor colored folks buy any books? Hush your mouth. Ho! Ho, I tell you! Ho!
She wants some more of them leaves.
Well, she ain't going to get them.
Is that the professor over there on the porch?
Hey, what are you boys doing down there?
Take off your cap, son.
We thought we'd get up and get an early start, sir.
Well, you have. You're waking up the whole neighborhood.
Well, we'll be right quiet, sir. Yes, sir, right quiet and easy.
I hope so. I'll put the wood around in the cellar and I'll be out later.
He kind of sore about something.
Well, that's just his way. Come on, we got a load now. Let's untie old Mary. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Stand back now. We're going to drive out of here. Get up! You Suki, get up from there. Pull your part.
Look out! That hay thing's broke. Look
Hard.
Out!
Hard, tell you. Ain't that a come off? Now that hamstring was cut from Ben Cate's bull hide. Said it could hold an elephant. That's all right, Joe. I'll fix it in a minute.
There's the professor man, Pappy. He's coming this way.
What's the trouble?
Nothing for nothing. I was just getting ready to ride out.
What the devil are you beating your mules for?
Well, old Suki's kind of lazy sometimes, but we'd be right along, Professor.
For the last time, I tell you, don't make so much noise. Mrs. Johnson's not gotten up.
Yes, sir. Now we go out of here. Get up! Get up! We'll drive this up to the house.
Watch out, Pappy, watch out! He's gonna hit a tree!
Watch out, mule! That god-rotten hussy! Sprat-legged fool! The stump-sucking ditch-water animal! Now pull your jaw! Come here! Jeez! You better push.
I'll push, too.
Maybe we ought not put such a big load in next time.
That's all right. Everything fine now.
We'll take this load round to the back door. Get up! Whoa! Whoa! Well, here we are.
Look, old Mary's biting them shrubs.
Dang old hook. Pull the head, son. I'll throw the wood out. Then we'll take it inside the cellar. Give me that.
Well, I see you got one load around here.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
And see that your mules don't eat Mrs. Johnson's spirea bushes, these here.
Yes, sir. No, sir.
I hope they haven't been eating them already.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, all right. Is that your boy?
Yes, sir.
He seems smart. What's your name, son?
They called me Bobo.
Bobo, eh? How old are you?
About 9 or 10.
Yes, sir. That's right. He'll be 10 the next coming 5th of July.
Does he go to school?
Well, no, sir. He ain't,
Well, you ought to have that boy in school. How do you ever expect him to grow up to be anything?
His mammy teaches him some at night. He can read a little.
Well, you still ought to have that boy in school. Now, how do you expect it? What have you got in your mouth, boy? Don't tell me you're chewing tobacco.
Yes, sir. He takes a little mite now and then to curtain him up.
And barefooted. Now, what's the matter with you, letting a boy go around like that?
Oh, he don't mind the cold much. You see, the sun done come up and everything's getting warm. He don't mind the cold.
Heavens above, barefooted in this weather.
Well, I got shoes, Mr. White Folk.
That's right, some of Judge Markham's wife gave him to him.
Well, then he ought to wear them.
But they's too small for him, being they's white woman's shoes, see? But his feet's like wet leather. He don't mind the cold.
Hey, what have you got there? You realize one of your wheels there's about to cave in?
Well, we're going to drive some wedges over that tire. They need a bit might shrink.
They sure do. That's no outfit to come hauling wood with. Oh, well, do the best you can.
Yes.
I'll be right in, Martha. Oh, all right now, but be as quiet as you can, please.
What's the matter, Bobo? Bet you swallowed that backer down, didn't you?
I couldn't help it. That man, he scared me.
No, he won't hurt you. He's a good man.
How many children they got?
Well, they got about 4. All little girls, they say. Yeah, all them little girls.
All them little girls and their bicycle. I see all their wheels on the porch over there. See them red wheels?
Yeah, that's right. Nothing but girls.
I've been knowing Fessel for a long time. Fact is, I helped dig the foundation for this house. From 7 in the morning till 6 at night. 7 to 6, swinging that old pick in the pipe clay.
But that was before you got your mules and wagons, wasn't it, Pappy?
Sure. I was like all the other Negroes down in the ditch, digging.
But Pappy didn't stay there. He come out of that ditch.
That's right. All the time I was going to save my money and get in business for myself.
And now we eat.
And everything's smooth sailing. Come on, we get another load. We ain't got much of a load on this time. Sure, it'll stand. Get up, Mary. Miss Boogie. What in the name of time is that mule?
Uh-oh. Here's that man again.
What in the name of mercy is the trouble this time?
One of the wheels got a little cantankerous, but we done fixed it.
Well, it doesn't look like it. Still, it ought to hold up that handful of wood.
Yes, sir. We's loaded light this time.
I'll say you are. Won't your mules pull?
Seems like the old Scratch himself got into Blind Mary.
From the looks of things, she needs something to eat. Maybe she's too weak to pull.
She could pull all right if she just would, sir.
Why in the name of mercy did you come here trying to haul wood with such a turnout as this?
Yes, sir, but...
No, but nothing. Eating your poor mules that way won't make them pull. Here, son. You hold her head a minute. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's a girl, huh? Easy.
You sure you know your stuff about mules, Fess?
Well, I know enough not to starve them to death. Not to try to haul wood with a harness and wagon falling to bits. What's the matter, son?
Nothing, sir.
You're shaking with a cold.
But no, sir, I ain't cold.
All right. Here goes. Get up there. Get up.
Yeah. You sure can drive, can't you, son?
Look out. That wheel's going to fall off.
Well, I reckon there won't be any more wood hauling. Here, take your mules and your rattle trap and clear out.
We'll fix that up, sir. In a jiffy.
Here, we're getting a new wheel, huh? Well, you need 4 new wheels. Here's a dollar, though you haven't earned even 50 cents. I'll get somebody else to haul my wood.
Good Lord, heavens above.
What is it, Marvin?
Oh, these Negroes. You needn't come back tomorrow. Just forget it.
Don't let it fret yourself.
Well, how can I help it? There are millions like them, hopeless, helpless.
Oh, come on, finish your breakfast, Mom.
What do you say, Pap?
I reckon that's the end of our job. We got to get this thing home. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Yeah, well, why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing.
I'm a mind to get a switch and failure. Quit looking at me.
I ain't done nothing.
You ain't done nothing. Nobody done nothing. Mules done nothing. You done nothing. That Fessel talking to me. Uses me like a dog. You hold your head up! I reckon that'll hold you for a while, you... Here. Help me get one of these limbs and stick on this axle. Got to drag this thing back home. Hear me? You hear me?
Yes.
Catch hold of that side of the wheel and lift it up. Got to put a limb on it and drag home. What business is it yours, woman?
Well, I ain't got your dinner ready yet.
We don't want no dinner.
What's the matter, son?
Nothing.
What in the world's happened, boy?
Stop, I tell you!
What's happened?
Nothing.
Did your wagon break down, son?
Yes, it did. Had to haul the wagon home ourselves.
Don't worry about it, son. We'll get us a new wagon. Maybe. Sometime.
It ain't that.
Oh, what is it, baby?
It's Pappy. Pappy. The way that man treated him.
What man?
Shut up, Bobo.
He talked rough to Pappy.
What?
And Pappy. And Pappy couldn't do nothing. He didn't do nothing.
Quiet, I tell you.
Don't hit the boy.
Lay our hands on him, I'll beat him black and blue.
Don't you do it. Don't you. Don't look like that. Oh, honey, never mind. Please, Pappy, please.
Yeah, that white man. You ought to get my gun and go back. Go back and kill him.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
And the way he looked at me, abused me. They put out the light, make the day dark like a cloud. Stomp on me, squash me. Give me no chance. Yeah, taking your life away, take all. Put a fence around the world and leave you no room. Now I'm down at the bottom. Dog.
Look at your poor face. In your eyes. Don't cry. I got my arms about you. All safe about you, honey. I'll hold you tighter.
Oh, I ain't crying, Gala. Ain't no use to cry. Ain't no use.
Come on. I'll get you dinner.
Bill of Rights, we say that no man shall be deprived of his vote by reason of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. We say that under the law all men are equal. We do not always observe even the letter of our law. And if we did, it would not suffice. For freedom is a faith, and laws alone will never save us if we lose faith. Faith in equal justice and equal freedom for all.
This afternoon's Columbia presentation of the Free Company's drama by Paul Green starred Canada Lee as Pappy, with Georgette Harvey as Mammy, Edna Mae Harris as Bobo, Louis Van Ruten as the Professor, and Marietta Catty. Music was arranged and conducted by Lynn Murray, and the production was under the direction of Norman Corwin. For 10 cents, the cost of printing and mailing, you may receive a copy of this broadcast. Write to The Free Company, in care of the Columbia Broadcasting System, New York. Next Sunday, April 20th, at this same time, you will hear a verse drama by Archibald MacLeish, starring Burgess Meredith, titled The State's Talking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.